I'm recording.
Oh, boy.
I will call the Aging and Disability Resource Committee of Grant County to order. Compliance with the open meeting law. Posting the meeting?
Yes. And I don't, you said we don't need a motion on that, right?
Approval of the agenda. Changes need to be made to the agenda.
I so move.
I'll second it. Motion by Shirley, seconded by Steve to approve the agenda as printed. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Approval and welcome of new members.
And we have...
Just me?
Dave Janney. Well, no, not just you. Not just you. We have Dave Janney. We have Lester Jansen is on as a new county board member. And Larry's, has always been here, but he's back on as a county board member.
He don't know.
You're right, Steve.
I don't know what Lester be saying.
There's the guy who used up all my batteries in my recorder. Bum, bum, bum.
That would be me.
Dave, do you want to say a little bit about yourself?
I don't know what you want, just a little bit past history. I worked as a social worker in Grant County for 14 years. Went to Iowa County for 6 years as supervisor. Then went to La Crosse and was a supervisor up there for 10 years. And then when we became a family care county, I became a director of the Neillsville office up in Neillsville. We had four satellite offices with the main office in La Crosse. So I've got about 34 years of history with social services, working with the ADRC and that stuff. So that's why I have an interest in joining. So. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're happy to have him. Yeah. Do either of you want to say anything? Lester, do you want to say anything?
This is my fourth term on a county board, and this time I got appointed to ADRC, so this is new to me.
Oh, you didn't have a choice, huh?
No.
We're going to educate him, right?
You reach a certain age on the county board, and they make you come in beyond this committee.
When they look at you, you hit
didn't
that
you
stolen
read the
old
bylaws?
Age. Listen, hey, he's a good candidate. We'll put him on that one.
And do we need, I wasn't clear, I looked at our bylaws and it didn't say for sure. Do we need approval of new board members or just?
I don't think so.
It didn't appear to me that we did, but I wasn't sure.
Have we followed the new members now? Do we have all we need again?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear from Linda this morning, so I'm going to have to get in touch with her to see if she's going to stay on, because
okay.
I didn't hear from her, and that's unusual. So I'm not sure what's going on there. So I'll have to touch base with her and see, because I'm kind of thinking, I thought, you know, when the weather was good that she'd be back, and she's not here today, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Does she have to be replaced then, if she decides?
I think so, because we have to have so many.
Yeah, you have to have a full board.
So I will touch base with her and see. I was kind of surprised. I expected her here today, so we'll go from there. As far as electing officers, as far as I can tell from the bylaws, and correct me if I'm wrong, those that have been here a long time, we just elect a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary. Does that sound correct to you?
I should hear it.
Okay.
I will open nominations for chair of the committee.
I'd like to nominate Mary Lou Bausch.
Mary Lou Bausch has been nominated as chair. Any other nominations?
Now that's if she keeps the meeting short. You don't keep them short, Mary. I'm going to pull my recommendation.
Find a coon for me.
Any other nominations?
I move nominations be closed.
Motion by Shirley. Can I get on this ballot?
Yes.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Motion by Shirley, seconded by Steve to close nominations. Cast unanimous ballot for Mary Lou Bausch. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Would you like to take over? Would you like to take over, Mary Lou, or do you want me to finish the election?
All will be well. You have wonderful people to help you.
Yeah, I see that, right?
Would you like to take over, or do you want me to finish the elections?
I'll let you finish the election.
Okay, nominations are now open for vice chair of the committee.
Nominate Steve Wetter.
No, I can't.
You can't do it?
Well, how would I have time? Sometimes I miss a lot of meetings and I just can't. I'm so busy, I got so many things going that I just can't.
Steve declines the nomination.
How about Jan? I nominate Jan.
Yeah.
Jan Lambert has been nominated as vice chair. Any other nominations? Hearing none, I will close the nominations and ask for a motion to cast unanimous ballot for Jan Lindfitt as vice chair.
I'll make that motion.
Steve makes the motion.
I'll second.
Seconded by Lester Jansen. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Jan will be the vice chair of the committee. Nominations are now open for secretary of the committee.
I nominate Shirley Bink.
Shirley Bink has been nominated.
Someone else, come on, I need a break.
No, you don't. You're a child, remember?
Any other nominations?
Which I retired, so.
Yeah.
I move to close the nomination to cast unanimous ballot for the lady in question.
I'll second that.
Motion by Lester, seconded by Larry to close nominations. Cast unanimous ballot for Shirley Pink as secretary of the committee. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. I'll turn it over to Mary Lou to take care of the regional board meeting.
Okay, thank you. I guess we go on to the election of the county regional board. And what do we have to just...
And actually, the only one that we have to elect for that is a county board member. Which would be Larry and Lester. And I've had conversations with both of them, and you see which way Lester's going.
I hear a motion on Larry.
I make that motion on Larry.
You make that motion on Larry. Second?
I'll second that motion.
No. Seconds.
Okay.
Are we going to cast a unanimous for Larry?
Who motioned to close?
Larry. Or Lester. That's right. Lester made the motion and Steve said it. Okay. So maybe we should close.
I'll make that.
He makes a motion to close. Second to that?
I'll second.
Cast a unanimous vote for Larry. All in favor say aye. That means
aye.
That.
Aye.
It's unanimous, right? Okay, Larry. So it becomes Shirley, Larry, and myself, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and does that need county board appointment as well? Because I didn't realize that it did. I thought it just came, it was a regional thing.
The way it was set up back before I was even on, was that the county board would, you know, either nominate or appoint someone to the regional ADRC board, so, as a county board supervisor.
Normally they recommend, this committee recommends them to the board.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll send that.
So then it needs to be on the next agenda to
so I send
county
it to
board.
The full board then? Yeah. Okay.
The recommendation
to the regional
board.
Yeah. But we'll expect you there tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to be there tomorrow. You got to tell me where I'm going.
We'll tell you where you're going. Did you? Where are you going?
North.
Everybody.
I used to think you were so nice.
Oh. Didn't tell you where to go before?
Yeah.
I get told all the time where I'm going.
You just opened that up so easily.
I got a packet, but I'm not sure exactly where that's at.
Oh, okay. So it's 627 Main Street in Darlington. So
it's right.
Social services building.
We're driving separately. I have a commitment in the afternoon. You can ride with me if you want.
It's right on the main drag
yeah.
in Darlington.
Unless you got other business that direction. I'm going to be back here. What is it? It's 9:30 to 11.
Yeah.
So we're usually mm-hmm. back in town mm-hmm. by 12.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I think I'm probably going to go a different direction when I leave.
Mm-hmm. That's what we got, because we're going to drive separately.
Yeah.
We usually will drive together.
Are you familiar with Darlington?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's where the courthouse is. It's right across
yeah.
the street.
Right across
the
street down the main drag.
Oh, okay.
Going the, like, it looks like you're going around the back entrance.
Up yeah,
there where the old school used to be?
Yes.
You can't get in the preschool area, though. If you do, call us. We'll come by.
String of things.
We're going to have signs up. You can park in the back there.
Yeah.
And
in the school parking lot?
The old school part?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where the wellness center and stuff is.
Okay.
It's up on the second floor.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
Good. Approval of minutes for March 19th. Because we did not meet in April, correct?
Right, right.
Feels like a long time ago.
I'll make the motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second it.
Did the motion, second by Shirley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Public comments, that must be you, Fred. Is it?
I can add something. Didn't really plan on it. Probably the biggest news, I went to the Wisconsin County's Human Service Association conference last week, and one of the big things that they really did share was that the joint finance did approve the expansion of family care into that Northwest region. I'm kind of remembering when we went through this years ago, they all kind of pulled together, kind of similar to how we did, and created our own MCO. My understanding from what they said last week, though, is that they will put that out for bid. And my speculation is going to be, you know, they're going to probably give it to an existing MCO, and it won't be probably who they're thinking it will be in that region. So there's a chance that Continuous and Wisconsin Cares and all the other people out there will probably be bidding on that region as well. They also did go on, but kind of knew about that portion of it, but they did say that they were also having conversations with the remaining counties that potentially could go family care, kind of like what their plans are. I know quite a few of them have ADRCs now, and it really seems, obviously, that's the movement that the state wants to go, is eliminate all the legacy long-term care programs. Right now they're operating two programs, basically, which takes a lot. So they're also talking with Dane County and Rock County and those types of places. And I think Dane County will be especially an interesting one because every year we're reminded when between us and Unified, we cut a check to the state for $300,000 to help pay towards the long-term care services through family care. And that was based on, I think it was like a 2008, was it? Dollar amount that we were putting in, the counties were putting in, and that it was going, if you paid more than 17%, you had like a 5-year decrease over the years until you got down to 17%. Grant County was already below the 17%, but I think one of the issues, especially for Dane County, is going to be, at that time, they were putting millions of extra dollars in their long-term care programs. And over the years, that significantly decreased, where now, if they go family care and have to do that buyback for 5 years, they don't have the money in it to do that. I mean, they might end up putting in an extra $10 million for quite a few years just to continue the services. So they're in a much, much different place than they were, you know, 8 years ago. So that'll be interesting, especially to see how that all plays out. But the move is for everybody to go family care. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel Dane County's going to stay the same way for a while, the way it's running now?
Well, like I said, I mean, they're in a different place. I think they were way above the 17%, and it would actually have been a good deal. I mean, if you remember, a lot of articles in the paper were that they wanted to keep that Cadillac service in Dane County. And over the years, the amount of money that they supposedly are putting in, because I haven't seen the actual budget, has decreased so much that they don't have the money in their budget to do that anymore. So my guess will be they probably will be interested in going family care.
So what you're saying, Brett, is that, you know, at one time we were actually kind of worried about ADRC being one of the things that would maybe go away because of the cutbacks. And now you're saying that they're going that direction rather than...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
great.
Yeah. I mean, they had ADRCs open up in places that weren't even family care.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. It's definitely...
They're saving them a lot.
...a long-term thing. Yeah, great. Yeah. Just the other part with the second entity that's doing the Medicaid, medical transportations, they're in trouble again as well. And I believe several legislatures had asked for a full audit of that program because one of the
driving factors when we made the switch away from counties was that they were going to save all of this money. And I think there's a real sense of not only is the state not saving all that money, but it's actually costing more in a bottom line way, because they actually went from, I think it was like 50% to 60% reimbursement by going regionally. So they're getting an extra 10% back. But it kind of seems like not only are they losing that extra 10% they're getting in the cost, but obviously the services are much poorer. You know, there's just all these documented people not getting rides and drivers not showing up. And that was one thing I know I asked Cece about that. And, you know, our memory might be a little dull over time, but as long as we did the transportation, she was like, I don't remember anybody ever calling up and saying that the driver never showed up. Mm-hmm. You know, and there might have been a few, but it was certainly, I think, much better than this regional people. And
I have another question. I'm not sure who to put this to, but do we have, is there, say, a report card on all the ADRCs as to what the standings are and then the kind of a job they're doing? And if there is, where do we stand?
We, as far as statewide, ADRCs are, there's a 97% approval rate of ADRCs. And there is a report out on the Wisconsin, the ADRC Wisconsin site. And actually, I can bring that tomorrow and give it to Mary Lou.
For individual sites as well? I mean, like, where do we stand in that? I mean, how?
As Southwest Wisconsin, and they don't really gauge it as individual.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We can do call contacts. We can do the number of contacts that are coming in. We keep track of all of that. We keep track of unmet needs, so what's happening out in the counties as far as needs being met. But they don't necessarily keep like a single. They will. They just did a satisfaction survey. They're doing a lot of satisfaction surveys. And this one that's coming out right now is on private pay. So people that don't necessarily qualify for public long-term care programs, but they have the money in the bank and they're coming to the ADRCs to talk about how best can I use this money, you know. So they're talking more about that in options counseling. You know, so if people have $200,000 in the bank and their health is failing, you know, what do they do next? How do they make the best of this money that they have? So they did a satisfaction survey on that, and they said that in that, just that short piece, and we had this up at the ADRC director's meeting in Wisconsin Dells, that people were asked the question, would you recommend the ADRC? And they said 97% of them said yes, that they would.
Really? Good.
And most of our, what I found interesting was one of the takeaways, there were 7 takeaways on this, but one of the takeaways was the fact that it's word of mouth. Mm-hmm. That people are, you know, saying, you know, somebody knows somebody that says, oh yeah, you got to get a hold of the ADRC because they really helped me and this is what they did. And you know, so it's
great.
Pretty interesting. But yeah, they do regular satisfaction surveys on that. And across the state, ADRCs are, you know, that's where I think things are kind of going more so, you know, just like this dementia care specialist, which we're going to talk about in a little bit here. It seems like the state's kind of saying, oh, well, we can put it in the ADRC. And that's fine as long as they fund us for putting it in the ADRC.
All right. But we had some personal issues here at one time. Has that been pretty well fixed now? Are we going?
We're going to be talking about that later in the day.
Sorry about that.
My restructure plans.
Fred, I just have a question on this transportation thing. If they're running a survey or how they're going to check this, what's the time frame work before anything?
I don't know if I've
switched?
Seen it. I don't know if I've seen what I know that they asked. I think it was the Legislative Audit Bureau to do a complete review of that transportation program. It usually takes probably, 6 months usually, I would guess, before they actually come up with a report.
And for those of you, I want to be clear, there's a difference between that is the other entity to our TRIPS program. We run a transportation program still through the ADRC that works with people not on, you know, Medicaid, so private pay people that gets, you know, we get them to medical appointments all over, but we don't have a lot of no-shows, so, but this is for people that are currently receiving Medicaid, and then so they don't have to pay, but yeah, there have been, you know, we've gotten a few complaints that they either couldn't get drivers or didn't didn't like the process or whatever.
This is the one where they were having to send maybe a cab out of Madison to...
Well, they had problems with
They have trouble contracting, I think, in the larger areas. They have trouble contracting with kind of the current service providers because I think their reimbursement is so low.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of the cab companies are just saying, we're not going to contract with you.
Yeah.
What... I know of people that are involved in other counties, and what are the new 7 counties that are family care are going to be added to family care?
Sure,
do you know?
Well, it's Brown County. I think it's up in that northeast state, like
yeah,
in
the Green Bay area.
Brown, was a big advocate for family care. They wanted it in sooner than they had gotten it because their ADRC had been up and running for 10 years. And so it's Brown and
it's like Oconto.
Oconto.
I don't really know the name.
Was it Vilas?
Might be.
So it's that.
It's that area.
East section.
Okay.
I can
on the western side.
No, it's all in the northeast.
Yeah.
All around Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All the northwest is already family care. Mm-hmm. They have done.
Yeah. But Continuous kind of does that little.
Yeah.
Lower portion.
Yeah.
Somebody else does
okay.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Okay, advocacy reports from the ADRC Regional Board meeting. Is that Shirley? Did I make that one?
Guess you're going to make it be Shirley.
I don't think I made that meeting, did I?
That was the last meeting.
Yeah, that our last meeting.
I didn't make the last meeting.
Yeah. Well, our last meeting. Oh, let me look here. I mean, that's where they emphasized adding those 7 counties.
Yeah.
That was the main issue at the last meeting, being added to the family care program. And I don't think there was anything else.
No, the last meeting was pretty much, we had old members going out and new members.
Yeah.
And then the other piece was, if you want me to take it, Shirley, with the
dementia
care specialist. The state put out funding for, because they're doing a dementia redesign for the state of Wisconsin. So one of the aspects of that is a dementia care specialist program. And with that program, you get the LEAPS program, which is language enriched exercise plus socialization. And you get the Memory Care Connections program. So the LEAPS program we're very familiar with because we were one of the pilot regions for LEAPS. So we're very familiar with that piece of it. So everybody had to write, the ADRCs that were interested, they had to write for a grant to receive the funding. They were going to award 10 ADRCs funding. And we did receive the funding.
Did you?
Yes, we got the grant. In fact, we found out about it right after our governing board meeting, because we were in the South Managers meeting, and it came across the email, and I went, woohoo, and everybody knew what I was doing. Everybody knew what I was woohooing about. So yes, we received a grant for $80,000, which is going to be the general purpose revenue. The position is going to be a regional position, so it's going to be going throughout our 4 counties of Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette. The position also, and this is kind of a funding thing too, we can, it's actually billable, so it's similar to what the information and assistance specialists do, so they do time reporting. And with that time reporting, we can actually bill the federal government, or the state actually bills the federal government, so we bring in what's called the FFP. Which is the federal portion of the monies, and we get anywhere between 10 and 20% of the monies coming from the federal government. So our budget is actually for about $92,500, because we put that also in the budget. So what is happening with that currently, we were on a call with Sharon Bell. She's going to be the person at the state, at the Office of Resource Center Development, to oversee that. We were told that we're going to be under a microscope because... This is going to be what the future is, because in long term, what they would like is for the governor to put in the budget that a line item for a dementia care specialist program in all ADRCs. So there'll be more to come on that. The Memory Care Connections program is more working with family caregivers. So it's coming in and doing like one-on-one type of planning, care planning for people with dementia that are, you know, family care or family caregivers, you know, training them more about what a dementia is, how it, you know, progresses, that type of thing. So right now we're in the process. The position will be a regional position, so it's going to be housed in Greene County. It's going to be because Greene County is our fiscal agent for the region, and it's going to be a limited term employment type situation through 2015, December 31st of 2015, because that's what we will be receiving the monies for at this point. And then hopefully going beyond that, the state will say yes, you know, stamp of approval, you're going to get the funding on a regular basis for that. So there'll be more to come on that.
And how many were funded?
11. There was 19 ADRCs that applied, and they were saying 10, but two, actually, I found out that they did a scoring type of situation. So the reviewers had to score each one of the grants, and there was two ADRCs that tied, so they found some monies, and so they're going to give it to 11 ADRCs versus 10. So, and we're going to be working closely with Dane County with some of this, and Brock, because I had a call from Jennifer Fisher, who's the director of the manager of the ADRC in Dane. So I think it'll be really a good opportunity.
Just out of curiosity, right now this is a temporary position until 2015. If it doesn't work out and they don't continue the program, who's responsible for unemployment?
That is all part of the benefit, the monies that they gave us. So Greene County, it would have been, you know, Greene County.
Greene County?
Yeah, because technically they're going to be Greene County employees.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll still be regional, but they
yeah, it'll
won't
be regional. Similar to, I'm technically a Greene County employee,
okay,
but I'm a regional person. You know,
gotcha.
So everybody kind of pays mm-hmm. for me and for the administrative assistant. But
there's a regional budget plus a
yes.
county budget for each of the agencies that are involved.
Well, I think kudos to Mary, she wrote the grant.
Well,
absolutely.
Absolutely. I had a lot of help from all the managers. I'd send it out and I'd go, okay, here, read this now.
How many pages
was,
on it?
It was,
some of these grants
it
are
was, I think it ended up being 14.
But that was really the harder thing about that grant because it had to be so concise.
It
was really, you had a lot of information that you had to pack into just a little bit. I think that made it even trickier because they didn't want it to be that long.
No, it was a Reader's Digest.
So she got creative with her font and got creative with her.
Well, grant writing is an art.
It's an art.
She did an excellent job on that.
Okay,
as well.
Anything else on that?
Well, this is kind of a sideline, but have any of you seen the Greene County disability publication?
Billy sent that out.
Okay. I think they did an excellent job of spelling out the positions. People are saying, well, what's ADRC or where do we go if we need help? And it spells it out in there. You know, you go, if you're signing up for Medicare for the first time, or if you're going in Part D, how to apply. And if you get rejected, don't feel that you stop there. You go through the appeal. And I didn't know that. It kind of scares you. You think, well, you don't qualify. You have to appeal it. And your disability benefit specialist will walk you through that, as I understand it.
Yep, as well as the elder benefit specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they just did a beautiful job of spelling out, gave the picture of, in Greene County, of who to go to, what to ask. It's well worth your reading if you're applying for disability, Medicare, Part D, all these services, that food share, low income housing, health insurance, senior care, Medicare, Social Security, you just name it. Are we aware? Is everyone aware of that? That there's someone you can go to?
We hope so, because that's what we go out there and that's what we're doing all the presentations on, and that's what we keep talking about.
But they did great in here. I think that, you know, that is an excellent publication.
Are you suggesting that maybe we need to put something in our newsletter.
I am exactly a picture of who to go to, these questions to ask them, what they do. Yeah, I definitely suggest that.
Laura's getting
that down.
And I have one more thing. We were also awarded a grant through the state for television commercials. So you'll be seeing, the state actually did these commercials. There's 5 different commercials. One is 2 minutes, which has got all the services that we have within that 2 minutes. The other commercials are 30 seconds long. And we had to work with, collaborate with other ADRCs, so we went with Dane Rock, Dodge, Jefferson, Columbia, Eagle Country, the 4 counties in the north. And actually, Jennifer Fisher from Dane County was the one that submitted the grant. We submitted for $125,000 and received that. So you will be seeing TV commercials about the ADRC over all the Madison stations, because we're in the Madison TV network.
3/15/27.
Yep. Oh, wonderful. And you guys are going to get copies of exactly when it's going on with all the TV stations.
Good. I know what they're selling at Wendy's and Hardee's, so it would be nice to know.
But the commercials are very general, so the other piece of it is the commercials are just general ADRC, so they're pretty generic. They don't say call this number, they say find your local ADRC. And so we really have to do some talking tomorrow at the sub-manager meeting and at the governing board meeting about how do we, you know, yes, the commercials are going to be out there, but how do we also let them know that you call this number for our region for these services.
How many calls do you guys get in a
Oh, I wish Danica was here. We just pulled the numbers.
I know you record them, right?
Yeah. We can get, if you just look at pure calls to us, I mean, we can run anywhere on a low day from 40, but, you know, on some days we're well over 100 calls, so it just...
And with the ADRC piece of that versus, because there's ADRC and aging, so ADRC for your INA, those are called contacts.
Right.
And we you'll get information on that tomorrow.
And that's just the calls into us. That's not the calls we're making to follow up with people or returning their calls.
We got both, though.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay.
I know you do.
That's a good statistic to have, though.
Yeah.
To let you know how many calls you truly handle.
Oh, yeah, we do have, we have to track all.
Okay, anything else there? If not, we'll move on. Laurie, I think this is yours.
This will be mine. We've got, and 10 and 11 kind of go together, but I'm going to start with an approval to fill vacancies. One of the things that unfortunately just came up this past week was Lynette Lucy, who was our meal site manager in Cuba City, passed away over the weekend. It was. She had been ill a little bit the week before and was kind of doctoring and changing some medicines and things like that. Became ill last week and was off Thursday and Friday and then passed away on Saturday. So yeah, it was quite a shock to me. I certainly didn't think it was any, I mean, I knew she wasn't well, but I didn't realize it was that. So we will need to probably run an ad to refill that position because we do have a fair amount of people coming to that site. So right now we do have a couple subs in place for I think the next 2 or 3 weeks. We've got them worked out to handle the site, but we will need to get an actual employee on that. So I will need approval to do that.
You need approval now to do that?
If you would,
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
He makes a motion for you to fill that position. Do you hear a second?
I'll second.
Jan seconds. Any discussion at all? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign. And you may fill the position.
I'm going to do these a little bit separately. And then I am going to ask, we had talked about, you know, we had a information and assistant specialist position that became vacant the past, months ago. And we hadn't filled that because at that time, given the direction that I got from the board when I was hired. We just wanted to kind of take a look at that vacancy, see what we needed. Since that time, we also had our office systems assistant person retire. Carol Felstead retired about a month ago. And so there again, it just, with two vacancies, it just sort of worked itself out that I needed to look at positions. So it was actually kind of a good timing because I was looking at doing some restructuring anyway, so the vacant positions just made it kind of an opportunity to do so. So I have passed around, so I'm going to kind of do these together. I am going to ask to fill that office systems assistant position. However, when that position was hired as an office systems assistant, Joyce can kind of explain this maybe a little more. There wasn't like an IT. We didn't have the IT department, so they had more responsibilities with computers. Now we have an IT department that we just, you know, send a little email to, shoot that out, they come and do whatever we need them to do. So we don't think we probably need an office systems assistant, but an office assistant at a lower wage would work in that position. So we could actually save a little money there by hiring an office assistant. And then I'm still not looking at rehiring that information and assistance specialist. When ADRC originally came here, I think they really didn't know in terms of contacts and calls what they were actually going to get. And it was a large county, so I think they thought, you know, we better get as many as we can. And they did. But we're managing it pretty good with the three staff right now that we have. So I think I'm going to leave that position open, and that kind of led me to look at what we really needed. That's where the restructure plan comes into play. And what I felt we really needed, I met with Mary Mesra from regional office. I met with Joyce. I met with Nancy Scott from finance.
We met a lot.
Because I was trying to come up, you know, I was constantly thinking in my head, okay, what is it we need here? What would work best? And this is the plan that ultimately, after probably 15 plans that I kept changing my mind on, I'm not changing my mind, but trying to get the budget to work out, this is what we came up with. So keeping the, if you look at the current programming, this is what we had, and this does include our vacancies in there. So at one time we had three NIA staff, which is information and assistance staff, all full-time. I'm looking at keeping two of those INA staff full-time. Our one other INA staff also does some prevention, so she's not quite, she's full-time, but some of her hours, actually she wasn't full-time, she was part-time, and then had some prevention. I would like to make her full-time, but 1953 of those hours would be ADRC, the other 127 will still come out of prevention. So she'll be working 40 hours a week instead of like the 32 that she was. So we're still keeping a little bit more INA hours in there. We're also looking at our outreach services coordinator, whose duties I'm changing around, giving her a portion of those hours to ADRC to do more of the marketing and outreach. That, again, kind of really what Shirley's getting at. We're putting out these ads, we're getting ADRC out there, but now we really need somebody to go out there and kind of be that voice and meet with some of those groups and do some of that marketing. So we think our outreach services coordinator would do well there. Office systems assistant would change to office assistant. We'd be funding that through the ADRC and the OAA side of it. Transportation coordinator and admin assistant was a combined position. And that, I just don't think is real efficient, and it's not real effective for us. So I'm looking at changing that over to just a transportation coordinator and then hiring an admin support assistant that will be funded again in part by ADRC and service management, because we've freed up some of that money in ADRC. Outreach services coordinator would focus on family caregiver and nutrition. She used to have the TRIPS program, but there again I would switch the TRIPS back over, since it is a transportation program, to the transportation coordinator. And we would give her more hours in nutrition. The nutrition program is still our largest program, and it has the most money in it by the county. It concerns me that things are not where I'd like them to be with the nutrition program. I think by pulling together one person who can really focus a good solid chunk of hours on that program, we can do a little more work there. I kind of want a full assessment and a full accountability. We've had some issues with reporting and things like that, and I need to get back to full accountability there. So, and I think we can do that. The bus drivers, in the past we've had two. If we go to this transportation coordinator, I am going to eliminate one of the bus drivers. Some of the counties, like Richland County, they all kind of do it together, and that would be my plan for the transportation coordinator. She'd be looking at maybe doing a portion of driving and coordination and running the trip program. So it would be kind of all lumped together. So we would eliminate that half-time position. All the other programs essentially would remain pretty much the same. When you look at this at the bottom, it looks, of course, like we're saving a good chunk of money, which gets you people excited, I know, especially those county board members.
I was excited when I saw it.
That's what I always strive for, but realistically,
it stays around.
Realistically, the ADRC side of it is regional money, so we will be looking at that in terms of the region. So the 50-some thousand that it looks like we're saving is will fold back into the region. It won't fold back into Grant County. But overall, I think, and even the 6,000-7,000, that's total OAA and transportation. Realistically, we're probably going to break even in about OAA. The other thing, though, that I have with this is, in speaking with the Eckstein Foundation, is that they are willing to, because I am funding that nutrition program with somebody with a few more hours, and I'm also going to be in there, they're willing to fund some of that out of the Eckstein donation as well. So, you know, ultimately it will free up. I'm not going to make you promises that I'm freeing up a lot of money, but at the very least, it's not going to cost us more. And I think it's a good plan. I really do. Like I said, I have been over in my head many times trying to come up with, you know, how to make the budget work, and having the office assistant or the office systems assistant position open up really was kind of good timing, because that sort of gave me the flexibility. We've got the flexibility in the ADRC budget already, so combining those two, it just made ultimate sense. And it does deal with the issues that you have referred to.
Thank you.
And I think, you know, that's what I was charged with when I was hired here, was to look at, you know, look at the structure here, look at personnel here, and make some decisions on that. So, and like I said, I spent a lot of time with Mary discussing it. We pulled in you at least twice to discuss it. I have had Nancy literally on the phone even yesterday till the 11th hour going over the budget, because I like to do budgeting, but I'm not an accountant, so if Nancy tells me I'm good to go, then I feel pretty secure that I'm
Does
good to go.
Does anybody have any questions to...
Wait a minute, one question on the transportation coordinator. You're replacing part of that time with an administrative assistant at $14.05 an hour. How much was our transportation coordinator getting?
Our transportation coordinator is at 20...
quite a bit higher.
24... I don't have 2024.
So it's a significant increase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And quite frankly, the program with the ADRC side of it thrown in here, it's a fair lot of money, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of reporting, and there's a lot more budgeting and I think monitoring of accounts that needs to be done that was currently happening with, because there wasn't very many hours put into that admin side, and we've got a lot of personnel. I really feel that it is something desperately needed. Mary has had some issues in the past that we needed to address.
I think this will be very, very more efficient.
And I agree with that.
It'll be efficient, and it's. I'm really pleased with it.
Do you feel any backlash from employees with the change in positions?
I have met with employees prior to this, and I have been telling them all along that I was looking at restructuring, and that, you know, with these positions open, that I probably was going to do some things differently. and I have met with, other than the bus driver, I have not met with that one yet, just because there wasn't really enough time, and I didn't know where the board would go with this. So, in that position, actually, we've got a lot of subbing that we can probably put her into. She was
a non-benefit.
Yeah. So I think we'll be okay there. We also have the meal site manager opening if she's interested. So, so no, I did not. I think, you know, I think they understand why I'm doing it. I think I made that very clear. Joyce sat in on the meeting with me yesterday, because I wanted to make sure that that was clear to them. So. But, you know, as I've been here, and I've been here just about a year now, and I clearly took the message of the board when I was hired, as to what, you know, and I've been saying that all along, and I have really been looking, and accountability is a big issue for me. I came from a very highly accountable programming where the feds came in and audited us every 3 years, so I am very big on making sure numbers add up and making sure things are run according to standards, and we've got some issues yet on that. So, but I think by redesigning this, we can address those pretty fast and in a much better manner.
When do you look for this to take place?
Well, obviously, you guys would have to approve
the restructure,
and then as Joyce tells me, it would need to go to the executive committee
in June.
Okay,
and then they can post.
Okay, and then it stays there. I wasn't sure. The approval to hire the office assistant could be done.
So basically, what you're doing is you're increasing a regular part-time IMA to a full-time. Your transportation coordinator / administrative assistant will be a transportation coordinator. You're creating a new position at administrative support assistant, and you're eliminating a part-time bus driver.
Right. That's correct.
And your office systems assistant will be an office assistant. So that is the actual nuts and bolts of what you'll be requesting at the executive committee.
Right.
And then once that's done, we can...
And Nancy budgeted high. When she did these, she budgeted the positions as if they would receive full benefits and things like that. So we may not come in here with somebody needing, you know, family health care, but that's what she budgeted for me, gave me those numbers to use so that it was, so that we made sure.
No, I just would like to put the motion out that we approve the ADRC restructure plan.
Do I hear a second?
Yeah.
Steve, second. Any further discussion?
The only thing I'd like to see is maybe a time frame or after this goes into effect that it's evaluated and make
Absolutely.
Sure that it's meeting the needs of what you, your intentions.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to put that in with the motion?
I will most likely do that anyway, Jay.
I know.
Yeah.
Do we need to put that in the motion so that there's accountability there? Yes, no?
I think it would be done anyway.
And I can tell you the one thing that we were told at the state the other day is they're planning on doing nutritional assessments in all of, so we're going to have a nutritional assessment anyway, so you will get a report card off of that.
Okay,
so
feeling that that will just be done?
Yeah.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. Discussion? Any further? If not, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Mary? I need to be excused. I have another 10 o'clock.
Thanks you very, very much.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Okay, so that's the fill of the position, vacancy, and the restructuring of positions. Grant County Director Report. That's you.
All right, that's me too. Did have a really nice talk during Pawn from Eckstein called me. So I spoke with her at length yesterday. I just want to kind of note that. I think they'd like to give us more money, but we haven't spent the money we have. So we are, and I did talk to her about this plan, and she was very supportive of that. One of the things that she mentioned and I'm just throwing it out there, was possibly hiring, you know, this is a mindset of people who have, you know, who have money and resources to do this sort of thing. I don't
private
come from,
entities.
I don't come from that world, so we don't do that a lot. But she was saying, you know, if the nutrition, you know, if the nutrition programs are changing and things like that, why not bring in somebody from the outside, a so-called either consultant or expert that could look at kind of doing a feasibility study on what it might take to increase, get more meals out to more seniors in Grant County. And of course, I'm like, you know, gosh, we don't have that kind of money for things like that. She's like, an Eckstein can pay for it. And then they could come up with what is needed, and if it's a vehicle and a van driver and whatever, then, you know, we could put that into a proposal, and Ray would be happy to provide that. It's kind of like, okay. Yeah. But it is something that they clearly want to have happen, and I think the reason why is, as I said, when this money was given to us, you know, there wasn't a plan in place, and I've been on board here a year, and I didn't feel like I could just, you know, you can't just spend money when you don't know. So we had had a carefully constructed conversation with Doreen quite a while ago, and I had said we wanted to put it in the restricted trust, which we have done. And we have been billing out some things to the Eckstein, and for new people, it was a $100,000 donation to us. I wanted to be very mindful of that money, obviously, but we also wanted to put it to good use, and we do want to reach more seniors. So I kind of wondered what your feel was for that, in terms of her suggestion, and if you had any suggestions as to who could do that if we did that. But it does sound like, I think there could be more potential donations if we could hop on board something. Now, one of the things that we had talked about was getting more of the home-delivered meals out to people in the little burgs like Keeler and Woodman and some of those smaller areas where we just don't have routes. Well, people can come in and get the meals, but we don't, you know, we don't have drivers for all of those routes. So that is potentially, because our home-delivered numbers have been up. Our congregant, not so much. But any feelings on that? Any discussion?
There would be a cost to us.
The cost, if it's a consultant where it's not a paid staff, no, we could take it out of the Eckstein donation. So, I kind of feel like since she's suggesting it and they've donated the money to us and there's a potential for more donations, that maybe we should at least look into it and see what might be available to us.
So you're talking about hiring him as a consultant, not as an employee.
Exactly. It would really be, I think, what I see it as somebody, you know how they do like market studies when they come in and they're looking, something like that, right, to say, here's what your demographics look like, here's where your population is. Here's, you know, I don't know if they would do some focus groups or what they might do, but trying to get a feel for how to get more, you know, how to get more of those meals out to seniors and what it would take to do that and give us a plan. I mean, because she recognizes the fact that, you know, we have staff who are very busy. So, you know, trying to implement a whole new side of it is kind of difficult. But so she was just kind of willing to think outside the box. And, of course, like I said, when you have unlimited funds, you can think that way. When you work with, you know, what we do, we're used to thinking, how can we do this and not have it cost a lot of money? So,
I think we definitely know there's people out there that could benefit from the services that are not coming in.
Yeah, the problem I've always thought, I mean, it's such a large county, and we have so many pockets that and there are pockets of poverty that we don't even see. And those are the people that I would like to get at, those seniors that really, really are low income and could use those meals because they would really benefit.
So you're asking mainly to permission to continue to look into this?
Yes. I mean, if you've got some suggestions as to who to go to, I thought about talking to the university if you wanted to move forward with it and just see if they would have, I don't know if I would be looking at maybe a marketing department or who. Yeah.
What about the nurses station?
Any suggestions? What about the nurses?
I would think they would have names or be aware of these areas that there are people out there that are really in need of things like this that aren't getting food.
Well, Jeff would have a little idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That would be another one.
Jeff would
Becky Butter was on the...
I know she was on the state
focus
advisory
group.
I didn't, you know, the state did a big advisory committee on increasing participation at the meal sites, but they only met a few times. I didn't think they came up with anything terribly creative out of it. They talked about doing more cafe-style settings with round tables, and you know, those are great, but in a lot of our settings, we're renting, you know. I don't think Steve's going to love it if I come in and say, I want to take all the tables out of the community center of Boscobel and put in our our little pub tables and make it be friendlier, because they do a lot of receptions, and that's kind of the roadblocks we have there.
Well, what about some of
I really want to address those people that just don't have access to come in to either get a congregate meal or don't have anybody to pick up and deliver for them right now.
Not an action item on here, but I mean, if we're just getting okay to do it, I certainly don't have any problem with looking into it.
Okay.
It doesn't cost me. I don't know
what
that's.
And maybe what I'll do is I'll just put some feelers out there as to who might be the, you know, consultant that could do that.
Even in your publication, your ADRC publication.
Well, yeah, but what I'm looking at actually here would be actually somebody to actually conduct a study, like just actually look at a feasibility study as to what, you know, might work out here.
Meanwhile, I know the hospital.
And how to do it.
Yeah, the hospital has done, they have done those studies to see.
Okay, that's a good resource.
Yeah, the hospital has done a study to find out our service area, what part of it are coming to Lancaster, what part of it are going to Dubuque or Madison, and then came up with ways to get more of that market share.
One of the things I think we really do need to figure out is how to get the Lancaster site out of that building that they're in, and into a building that might attract some other seniors, because it is a dark little hole over there right now. I don't know if anybody of you have been to our meal site, but it's in the basement of a senior housing facility, which sounds great, but it's dark.
Pretty dark.
It's just like a cave. There's no windows. There's no light. It isn't really very...
And it's hard to even find your way to maneuver.
It is.
You know, for somebody that's not used to going to those apartments to
it
find
is.
Their way to it.
It is.
Well, even another part of that building could be more accessible. They'd have windows and, you know, if they'd want to give up their community room or something.
Well, I know one time the food pantry was looking to move to that building. But there used to be a church down there by Bennett's.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Is that building pretty bad shape?
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that. There'd be parking.
You couldn't afford it. Now there'd be parking, but you couldn't afford to keep it.
So, well, that's one... I mean, that is an area that we're looking at, too, and we might be able to include that in there, because I really do think that is a... out of all of our sites, it's kind of a...
Do we need to vote on that, or just our...
What I think I will do is I'll look into it, and if I can find something that I think is a solid lead or prospect, I'll bring it back and I'll put it on next month's agenda. And then these are the nutrition reports. One of the issues I'm having is with these nutrition reports. So one of my goals will be to have a system in place that I think we have better accountability. Right now, I spend an awful lot of time on these nutrition reports.
I've got a question on your meals ordered versus your meals served. What about your meals different?
Mm-hmm. That's one of my issues.
How much a meal?
$9.41.
So that's 16.
Yeah. Now, some of those we can take and use for home delivered, or we can freeze them. So it's not a complete loss, because a lot of them we can, but yeah, that's all I'll say.
It's like a lot of money, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it does to me.
Yes. Wow. Which is why I go back to the accountability. We need to have a little more.
Here. Whatever you got, I have to march in there.
Okay, that's... That's everything.
Oh, that much.
You moved that along.
We did move right along today.
For a lot of.
Hey, we picked the right guy.
We'll see.
Got the shortest council meeting in history, Monday night, 2.5
Well, that helped too, by having all that information typed up.
A lot of people will talk a lot since there.
Yeah.
Had four. Bang, 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 and they were done.
Oh, very nice. I Shirley just asked me how the volunteer banquet went, and it was very, very nice. I think we had about 140 people there or something, but it was lovely. We had a very nice meal, and they played bingo and played some cards, and the meal was excellent, and yeah, I thought it turned out very nice.
What's Mary Lou smiling about?
Because I forgot it.
That's
oh.
Okay. I think it was a week later I saw it on my calendar.
That happens. But no, I think the participants
get used to it.
Who catered the meal or brought the meal?
The meal was catered from UW Plattwood. Mm. And it was good. It was chicken breasts and a twice-baked potato and green bean casserole and these wonderful eclairs that were quite... No, were they eclairs? No, they were cream puffs. They were very good.
No calories in them at all.
It wasn't.
No,
there wasn't.
I took them all out.
Yeah. I won't tell you how many I ate either. But it was more than one.
Just one bad part. It was garage sale weekend. I was very involved in garage sale.
and we had wanted it actually in April, but we couldn't get the youth and aid building. It was mm-hmm. it was booked. So,
sure.
Next year we'll move it up. We'll hopefully
good.
Get it
good.
Moved up a little bit.
Anything more on your director's report?
No, I think we've hit the highlights. We are doing the farmer's market program again. We'll be getting flyers and sites out. That'll be starting in June. So if you know people that could benefit from those farmer's market coupons, send them our way. And... we'll be happy to get those out to them.
We just had our fifth class for stepping on yesterday.
Yes.
And it's going very well.
Yes.
I mean, the people are really, truly enjoying it. That site over there in Platteville is really nice to work
working
with.
A
little trouble with the computer and being sure that everybody's computer works the same as their overhead, but it works well. We had a little trouble with the pharmacist yesterday.
I heard that. I heard
so
you
Carol
had to,
and I punted.
I heard you had to punt.
I did the bone one and she did the medication one and we got through it. So.
And our Living Well with Diabetes will be starting in July.
Yep, I got that one coming up.
You want to stand
the
slow
baby.
I was just going to show you, we are doing some, we need some volunteers in the Platteville area. So we are putting out flyers at the local churches and things like that to try to get a little more volunteers. So. Does it look kind of familiar with
yeah.
I've stolen a little bit from Green County and then reshaped it a little bit. So, yeah.
That's really nice.
But yeah, we're trying to make them flashy and get a few more. And we'll probably be doing that at some of the other meal sites as well. And then we also do have placemats at Country Kitchen and Dairy Queen in Platteville to also, again.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because those are both well
well
attended places.
Same
places.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, anything else to come before us? Very nice. I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Make it?
Shirley
I'll
make a motion.
To adjourn.
We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Wow,
thank you very much.
You guys did look like you wanted to adjourn, Larry. You looked like you wanted to stay.
No.